Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Riley from Kent is. Riley, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Riley is ready to rock, Steve, so you've got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Riley has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Who holds the Mariners' single-season home run record?
Riley. Pass.
What sitcom followed the lives of a widowed father and his 3 daughters in San Francisco?
Pass.
Which U.S. state is closest to Cuba?
Florida.
Yes. How many months have only 1 birthstone?
4?
No.
6?
No.
2?
No. What planet orbits the sun the fastest?
Mercury?
Yes. Who founded Happy Madison Productions?
Adam Sandler.
Yes. What country borders Guatemala to the west?
Puerto Rico?
No.
Pass.
What connects bones to bones?
Cartilage.
No. Riley,
membrane.
We got you down for 3.
Oh, my gosh.
It's okay. It's okay.
Whoa.
Welcome back, Steve.
Steve, I want you to beat this one.
This one, okay.
Are you ready?
Showtime.
Who holds the Mariners' single-season home run record?
That would be Cal Raleigh, big
dumper. Correct. What sitcom followed the lives of a widowed father and his 3 daughters in San Francisco?
Oh, Full House.
Correct. Which U.S. state is closest to Cuba?
Which U.S. state? Cuba. Florida.
Yes. How many months have only 1 birthstone?
How many months? I'm going to say 1 month.
No.
2 months.
No.
3 months.
No. Damn. Which planet orbits the sun the fastest?
Oh, easily Uranus.
It is right? Not.
Oh. Saturn.
No.
Jupiter.
No. Who founded Happy Madison Productions?
Adam Sandler.
Correct.
Adam Gilmore is what I was about to say.
What country borders Guatemala to the west?
Which country? Guatemala. Spain?
No.
America?
No.
Canada.
No. What connects bones to bones?
Ligaments.
Yes. How many VMAs did Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer win in 1987?
5.
No.
6.
No.
9.
Yes. The Rock was the nickname for what prison?
Alcatraz.
Yes. Steve, with time to spare, you got 7 correct. And that is a win. 7-3. Sorry, Riley. I think Riley already hung up on us.
I did what you wanted, Danny. I'm beat the best. That guy. Thank you.
I'm the best.
The number of months that only have one birthstone, 5.
5.
And then our friend Riley did know that the planet that orbits the sun the fastest is Mercury. And neither of you got that the country that borders Guatemala to the west is Mexico.
Hmm.
Yes. Well, that's like Steve's one area that we need to work
geography?
On. Geography, for sure.
I think I need to start taking geography classes with my daughter. Just yes. start from scratch.
Kindergarten, here we come.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Mariners are on top of the AL West, and we have a 99.4% chance of heading to the playoffs at this point.
So
you're pretty good.
Saying there's a chance.
There are 6 games left in the season, and we are going to chat with Mariners broadcaster Aaron Goldsmith after Soundgarden. Well, as a 40-year resident of the greater Seattle area, Steve Miggs, I can say this is the most exciting time I've ever experienced as a Mariners fan. I'm pretty sure.
I am so fired up.
And who better to chat with right now than Mariners broadcaster Aaron Goldsmith, because we are having one of those years that just doesn't happen very often for us Seattle sports fans. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. I was thinking about you when I knew we were going to talk to you this morning, and I'm like, you know, you think about the excitement of 1995, obviously, with the Seattle Mariners, and it just hit me. I'm like, there are so many Mariners fans that were not even born when that magical season happened, and here we are still talking about it. And it was, of course, understandably so, such an incredible run, but it's like, it's so nice to right now be in the middle of something that Mariners of this generation, Mariners fans of this generation, can kind of hang their hat on.
Oh, there's no doubt. 95 holds a special place in Mariner fans' hearts. But, you know, that was a lifetime ago for
right.
a lot of people. So it's time for new chapters to be written. And the Mariners were in the playoffs a handful of years ago. But the Mariners right now are in a prime spot to do something that they haven't done since 2001, which is win an American League West championship. And they are potentially just days away from that. So it's a pretty special time in Mariners land, to say the least.
Yeah, when they made it 3 or so years ago with Cal Raleigh with that incredible home run, it was awesome. But, I mean, here we are going into the – getting closer and closer to the postseason. You see online and they're like these – you know, these analytics that are being put out there are saying that the Mariners have, like, the best percentage chance of winning the World Series. I'm like, what bizarre world are we in right now? This is amazing.
Yeah, that's the first time I've seen World Series odds at this point of the year, which obviously you don't know who you're going to play, but
right.
they have ways of trying to simulate that at least. But the Mariners' odds for winning the American League West are through the roof and basically a guarantee at this point, barring an unforeseen miracle, which it is baseball. I suppose anything's possible. The Mariners have been on the other end of that before. But for the Mariners, they're in a chance that, or in a position, rather, that we didn't think that they would be even a month ago, which is not only to win the West, which certainly was not an impossibility, but to clinch a first-round bye, which is something that a month ago no one was talking about. So instead of having to play in the wild card round and subject yourself to a best of a 3-game series, you get to sit that series out, rest your bullpen, rest mm-hmm. any players that need or a little banged up, and then get after it in the divisional round. So it's a huge advantage if the Mariners are able to do that, and they're certainly on track to do something like that.
We're talking with Aaron Goldsmith, Mariners broadcaster, and you know, these last couple of weeks we've seen everything from Etsy witches to mustaches to rally caps and rally shoes. What superstitions, what good juju are you subscribing to right now, Aaron?
Well, I can't grow a mustache. That's off the table for me, unfortunately. I've tried and failed dramatically at that. I am sadly not a superstitious person, so I'm going about my normal routine, but I certainly am enjoying all the mustaches on all the other guys. And I have wondered before, like, as Cal is just 2 home runs shy of 60, which is an insane number. Look, we're going to look back on photos and video of Cal Raleigh 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now when he hit 60 home runs. And who knows, maybe even sets an American League record. He needs 62 to tie it. And we're going to say, what's up with the mustache on Cal Raleigh?
Who's this firefighter?
Yeah, exactly. License and registration, please. So it's definitely a different look for a lot of the guys, but it's working. And that's kind of one of the beautiful things about baseball is strange things can happen on the field and certainly in the clubhouse as well. And it's become a real thing for the Mariners, no doubt.
Well, something that recently happened on the field, and I don't know, you've been doing this for a while, and I'm sure, like, you know, maybe you're not like us, where I'd be, like, geeking out every time I hear my voice being spread virally, but that catch by Victor Robles with your call on it was, like, one of the coolest things. Does that kind of stuff get you hyped up, like, just being like, oh, that's cool, the entire world now is sharing this video clip of me calling what was an absurd and incredible catch?
Well, it's all about the catch. There's no question. When you think about how long Victor Robles was out this year, essentially a lost season for Victor, and a guy who was projected to be and was the Mariners opening day right fielder and a really dynamic player that the Mariners fans have seen firsthand. To be without him for as long as the Mariners were was certainly difficult. And for Victor to be away from the ball club as much as he was, having to rehab a very serious injury, I was just so thrilled for Victor himself, like everybody else was, to be able to have a really kind of season-defining moment like that when you haven't been able to impact the ball club as much as he certainly would have liked, or the Mariners would have liked. So for him to be able to make a play like that, a play that very few people can make, in as clutch of a time as it was, to win the biggest road series for the Seattle Mariners in fill-in-the-blank years, a long time, that was incredible, and it really has put the Mariners in a position to go and win a division championship, which is something we have all been dreaming of for decades now at this point.
I don't know how you didn't curse when that happened. I'd be like, holy ass, holy ass. I can't believe he caught that ball.
Yeah, maybe 10 years ago I would have, but I guess I've learned the hard way.
If you're just tuning in, we're chatting with Aaron Goldsmith, Mariners broadcaster, who you can give a follow at Aaron Goldsmith on Instagram. So we have the Colorado Rockies at T-Mobile Park at home tonight, and then we have the Dodgers, who are the defending World Series champs. How are we feeling about that matchup on the other side of the Rockies?
Well, there's no real easy way to put it with Colorado. They are truly a dreadful team. There was some real thought earlier this year that they would break the White Sox record from last year for the most losses in a single season. They have won enough games now to avoid that dubious chapter of history. They are, however, 43-113. They are the outlier worst team in baseball. Now, that being said, the Rockies have won games this year. They actually have won a series before. So they will show up and they will try to win a baseball game tonight and the next two nights after that. So there's nothing that's guaranteed in baseball. Baseball is the most random sport on earth. So anything can happen. But the Mariners' magic number right now is 3. And that's the thing to focus on. Any combination of Mariners wins and Astros losses that add to 3, and the Mariners will win the division. Now, all that being said, the Mariners can check off a pretty important box tonight. It's not as satisfying as winning the West, but if the Mariners win tonight, and if the Yankees win tonight against the White Sox of all teams, the Mariners will clinch a postseason berth. So that means that at worst, they would get in via the wild card. But as I just spelled out, the Mariners have much higher hopes and their sights set at much greater heights than just getting into the playoffs at this point. They are very close. They're on the doorstep of winning the American League West. So I'll be curious kind of if that does play out tonight, if the Mariners win and the Yankees win and the Mariners clinch a postseason berth, I'll be kind of curious what the celebration is like for the players on the field, because they could win the division the next night. So it's not like you want to maybe throw the full party tonight when the real party could be 24 hours away. But nevertheless, an exciting night tonight at T-Mobile Park and a chance to see the Mariners clinch a postseason berth.
And I could be wrong, but I feel pretty confident in saying that the one person who probably won't be celebrating is Josh Naylor, who's just going to be very serious and angry, despite if they I think even if they win the World Series, he's still going to be piercing at everybody like wants to kill us.
He'll just untuck his shirt like a nightgown and just walk around making sure that everybody stays in line.
Just glaring at us.
Yes.
Aaron Goldsmith, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about all this Mariners magic. What a year it's been, and we can't wait to see how everything shakes out. And maybe, just maybe, we'll be the World Series champs.
It can happen. It's great talking to you guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you know music well enough to name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If so, we're going to hook you up with tickets to 3 Days Grace and Breaking Benjamin at Climate Pledge Arena coming up on September 30th. 206-803-ROCK. Call now if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
And this week we are playing for tickets to see 3 Days Grace and Breaking Benjamin together at Climate Pledge Arena on September 30th. Say good morning to David in Edgewood. David, what's shaking?
Not too much. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
We're ready to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with Steve Miggs or Taryn Daly.
All right, the wheel is spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be Taryn Daly for the millionth time? Or will it be yours truly? It's gonna be me. Let's go, David. Let's win these tickets.
Let's go, brother.
Here we go, brother.
All right, David, here is your clip.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to hear that one again.
Okay.
Ah, wow. I usually play this game really good.
Let me know if you need some help.
I do. I need a hint.
Okay, when it's it's not your dad, but it's your
mom.
Okay, that's part of the song title. Let's play it again. Maybe you can get it from there. Let me know.
I think I need a little more help. But.
Okay. Rhymes with Tracy. A name.
Stacy.
Yes.
Is it Stacy?
Yes. Okay, so put those two together. What do you get?
Mom Stacy?
Other way around.
Stacy mom, Stacy mother.
Stacy's mom, yes.
Stacy's mom, yeah.
Okay, we got the band. We got the song. The band is going to be a challenge, but we got this. Are you a hockey fan by chance?
I am.
Okay, the greatest hockey player of all time, some would say. What is his first name?
Wayne.
Okay, we got the last part of the band name. Sometimes you throw pennies into this body of water for good luck.
There you go. Well, I was going to say a pond or a waterfall.
Okay, something different. Maybe like we had a mall.
Fountain?
Yes.
Fountain?
Yes. Okay, so now we got the first word of the band name, and we got the last word of the band name. We got to figure out now how to put them together. So we got Fountain and Wayne.
Is that it? Is it just that?
No, there's another word that kind of bridges the two together.
Okay. I guess I'm just not familiar with this one.
Clearly. We got this, David. I know we do. We got Fountains, blank, Wayne. What's that blank?
It's a two-letter word.
If you reverse the word, it says foe.
Okay, of.
Now put it all together.
Fountains of Wayne.
Nailed it, David. I thought this was the easiest song I could have possibly picked. It's a one-hit wonder, man. I know.
Thank you, Steve.
No, dude, we put in work. I'm pitting out right now because we're putting in some work.
All right.
Dude, I am too, man. I am too.
It's time for the next clip for Steve Miggs.
It's a fat lip from some 41.
Nice job, guys. David, no time limit on this game.
David, we did it.
We did it. Thank you, bro.
Congratulations, David. We're sending you to see 3 Days Grace and Breaking Benjamin.
I just heard that Fountains of Wayne were added to the
band.
Oh,
no. I'm
kidding.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about anything this morning that you would like to chat with us about, call 206-803-ROCK right now. We'll check in with the Rockaholics after Green Day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All morning, we have received some stellar texts and calls that we weren't able to get to, but right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So please go ahead and chime in on anything we've hit on this morning or bring up anything on your mind by calling 206-803-ROCK. Earlier this morning, we were talking about the fact that my husband and I became executive members at Costco. It's a very prestigious group.
Shut up
of
about this, Danny. She's been bragging all morning about all these discounts that she's getting now.
And it
Queen
brought up
Costco over here.
Brought up a great little simple question about what are you a member of and what are the perks?
Yes.
So Chanel in Tacoma, what are you a member of?
So I used to be a member, an executive member of Costco as well.
Ooh.
When I let that lapse. But I am now, we are now members of the Seattle Seahawks season ticket holders.
Congratulations.
How long have you guys been season ticket holders?
This is our first year. We were on the list to get on the list.
Yeah. How long?
So we were on Blue Pride for about a year,
yep.
But we were on the list to get on the Blue Pride list for like 12 years.
Dude, I know that. I remember I was a season ticket holder for a long time, Chanel, and then I was like, we're getting married, just didn't have the money anymore. Our section kind of stunk. I was like, let's just cut ties. And so my buddy who worked at the season ticket office was like, dude, if you ever want to come back, let me know. I get it. And then, of course, when I decided I'd like to come back, he was no longer working for the Seahawks. So I had to get on the waiting list to be on the waiting list. And I think it was just last year when I finally got an email saying, hey, we're getting close to you being available to get season tickets again. I was like, this has been like almost 15 years. It's crazy.
It is. It is. And I asked them because, you know, at the time we were just getting to a place like you. We were just getting to a place where we could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year some things happened and we're like, oh, should we actually do this? And I talked to the rep and they're like, well, if you don't do this now, you're probably going to be on the list for another 10 years.
Ooh, ouch.
And so how was it? So this is your first season?
Yes.
How are the tickets?
Well, we are up in the Summit section, but actually, we watch the field more than we watch the screen. They're more decent seats than we expected for being
yes
up in the 300s. But it's fun, and we're glad to have the opportunity.
Heck yes, go Hawks!
What a fun game to be at last weekend, honestly, if I did it again, I would want 300 level because we were in the corner in the 100 level, our old season tickets, and it was fun like
yeah.
to be that close. But like, if the play was not anywhere near you, you could not
Can't
figure
see.
Out. You had no idea what was that a first time you had to wait for the crowd to chant. Whereas when you're up higher, you could kind of see everything unfold. And I think it's a better watching experience.
Oh, absolutely, Russ from Vancouver. Earlier this morning, we were talking about dating deal breakers, and you have one you'd like to share with us.
Oh, hey, how's going, huh? Love the show.
Thank you.
Anyway, back in the 90s, you remember when Little Nickel won ads? We were running the, you know, dates,
I,
you know, you could advertise for
Nickel.
A date.
Wait, I remember I Little Nickel for advertising for, like, you know, different products. I didn't know that they did dating as well.
Used to be, but I answered this one date, this one gal, and she told me to meet her, so I met her down at the Buzz Inn down there on Broadway, and I don't know if it's there anymore. And I met her there, and hold on here a second. Paid on paperwork, and she came in, and she had kids, right? And we were sitting down there, we're talking, and she says, "Well, why do you want to date a woman that has kids?" I said, it didn't occur to me, but, you know, I don't know. I don't care, you know, whatever. And she says, "Yeah, last guy I dated," she says, "he cheated on me, and I told him I was going to kill him." And I said, "Oh," I said, she's a little psycho. So I looked for a back door, and I tucked my way out the back door of the Buzz Inn and got in my car, and I left.
Never talked to her again.
Oh, no. She looked like she was going to kill somebody. But.
Oh, I'm glad it wasn't you, Russ. Holy cow.
I hope the paperwork worked out as well.
The Daily Mix Show.
It is nearly Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and KISW has a team once again for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk. It is coming up on Saturday, October 11th, and we invite you to join our team. The walk takes place down at Pier 62, and it's going to be an awesome day. You can get all the info at KISW.com. That's where you can register. And if you can't join us for any reason, go ahead and make a donation. It's all for a great cause. Michael Phelps just made an appearance on the Manning Cast with Eli Manning.
Okay.
Where Eli Manning and Michael Phelps were trading stories about how they get confused for each other by fans when they're out and about.
They thought that I was you. They thought I was Michael Phelps. I was in Newark Airport a few years ago. This guy walks up, has pen and paper. I start to sign my name, and he's like, "I'm a big fan, Michael."
I never thought about it, but now I'm picturing them. They do have a similarity. They have a striking similarity.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of like, you know, that's weird. I hand the paper back to him. I'm like, "I'm not Michael." He's like, "You're not Michael Phelps?"
I won't say names, but there's an astronaut at a Super Bowl, and he came up to me in a suite. And he was like, "I'm such a fan of your dad and your brother." And I was like, "I have two sisters. Like, who are you talking?" And I was like, "Oh, my God."
That's hilarious. So I went on to, because I don't know if you noticed, but ChatGPT has a feature where it's called Find My Celebrity Lookalike.
Oh.
And you can put your picture in there, and then it'll tell you who you look like based on scanning and analyzing your face.
Oh, my gosh.
So I did it for all of us, Danny. You don't even have to do it yourself. So Yay. Let's see. Taryn Daly. Danny, who do you think that ChatGPT maybe said that she looks like?
Ooh. Someone very beautiful.
She laughed before she even got through it. Jennifer Lawrence.
Ooh.
No. But Elizabeth Banks.
Oh, okay. I'll take that.
She said, especially during her roles in Pitch Perfect, you share the same bright, charismatic smile, angular cheekbones, and similar expressive eyes.
I don't know if I see that one.
Bonus resemblance, Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, I've never gotten that one.
So she said, ChatGPT said, "You're giving peak Elizabeth Banks, witty, radiant, and stylish with a touch of star power."
Oh, that makes me feel really good.
All right, Danny, what do you think? Who do you think they compare Danny to? Look at now he's doing this geeky smile.
That's a good question.
He wants Tom DeLonge so bad.
I know.
He wants Tom DeLonge so bad. We can't give it to him.
Let's just go with some other guitar player.
I don't know. Does Frank Iero play guitar?
Oh, Frank Iero, from My Chemical Romance.
That's who they say. You give off Frank Iero energy, especially during the Black Parade or Danger Days era.
Oh.
Your bonus lookalike? Mark Hoppus from Blink-182.
Dude!
Not Tom DeLonge, though.
That's fine. You know what? Mark is a solid second.
So you're the Frank Iero of this generation. Raw energy, alt-punk charisma, and an unmistakable style.
I'm going to cry. Can you send me
this?
This
is a really good day.
All right, so now it's me.
Did the good vibes continue, Steve?
You strongly resemble Shrek.
Oh, no.
You should see Steve got you so deep.
I'm kidding. I didn't know who this was. I had to Google search it.
Oh.
Billy Zane.
Oh, yeah, from Titanic.
I guess so, yeah.
Oh, the bad guy?
Yeah, because he's bald.
Bald, strong jawline, high cheekbones. And then it also said your bonus resemblance, which I got very excited about, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Said, you're the Billy Zane of the wrestling world. Powerful presence, slick look, unmistakable charisma, but you also kind of look like Shrek.
The Daily Mix Show.
Why do people around the Pacific Northwest get excited about the scent of rotting flesh? We're going to tell you during the Daily Migs download after Alice in Chains.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Tonight, the Mariners are back at it. Their first of the final six games of the season. They're a series against the Colorado Rockies, who are just terrible. But you know what? Sometimes those terrible teams want to be the spoiler, and we can't have that happen because we are at the magic number of three for the AL West title, which would be amazing for the Seattle Mariners. So hopefully the winning ways start up again tonight. And if you missed our chat with Aaron Goldsmith, who's one of the voices of the Seattle Mariners, check out the Daily Migs Daily podcast, available wherever you check out your podcast, because we talked to him this morning at around 9 o'clock.
So we've got three games against the Rockies, three games against the Dodgers.
Yes.
And if we win all of those games, Steve Migs, do you know how many losses we will end the year with?
69.
Yes.
Refuse to lose the nicest season.
Morticia is the rare Titan arum or corpse flower, and apparently she is blooming for only the second time ever at Seattle's Amazon Spheres. But
wasn't
that
a few years ago when this happened and we were like, what the hell is this? Why do people want to smell something that smells so nasty?
It smells like rotting flesh.
Should we go?
Yes. The 5'6" plant, whose 102-pound underground corm stores energy for the bloom, heats up to about 98 degrees Fahrenheit to spread this sulfur nasty odor, and it can attract flies for pollination. This, it only lasts for a few days, though.
Looks strange.
Like, yeah.
I mean, you could sit on it. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Don't
you
do
can
that.
Sit on it, Steve.
That could hurt.
Cozy.
So you really go somewhere to smell a flower that smells like a dead body?
I've never smelled rotting flesh before, so I'm a little curious.
It's very strange that that's even a thing.
I'd go.
Yeah.
But just because it's like such a rare thing, you know, and it's named after the Addams Family mom. So.
Oh, okay. Morticia?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be a cool picture to have.
Let's go do it.
You have Steve sitting on it.
I'll sit on it if I have to. But I'm wearing my pants. I'm not just going to.
Steve's being pollinated.
Hey. Last night, Monday Night Football, the Detroit Lions pollinated the Baltimore Ravens in the fourth quarter, let me tell you. 17 points in the fourth quarter alone to help them beat the Ravens 38-30 last night on Monday Night Football. Thursday Night Football this week, it's our Seattle Seahawks. So we're just a few days away from that, taking on the Arizona Cardinals in Arizona. And as far as weather, hitting a high of 71 degrees, it's going to be a cloudy day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.